It's the Nerdlings Podcast, and guess what we're going to do, Jersey Mike, because I like to do this.
Not fondle elephant balls.
No, better than that. The monkeys
better
have
than fondling monkey balls?
Monkey balls.
Monkey brains?
I'm WC Chronicles, and this is the sidekick.
Jersey Mike, ready for our, what are we doing?
We are going to review the monkeys' new album, Good Times. Their first album in 20 years.
That's amazing, man. Without Davy Jones.
Without Davy Jones. But
is this their first album without Davy Jones?
This is their first album without Davy Jones. Mike Nesmith, Peter Tork, Mickey Dolenz, they have put together a new album. Here's what they did. They went back into the vaults. They've gotten a whole lot of old songs that were written by Neil Diamond, Tommy Boyce, Bobby Hart, Carole King, Neil Sedaka, just whatever. And these were just basic tracks. And then they also came to a whole bunch of the independent indie bands like Weezer. I got the list here. So we're going to start doing a review of the whole album, but we're only going to do four tracks, and we're going to break it up into several different little small podcasts.
Wow,
sound
that
good?
Is awesome. I'll tell you what, now all you monkey fans, they're going to be here when? September 17th?
We're going to be in our neck of the woods here in Las Vegas September 17th, and we're going to go and we're going to
experience. And how much are tickets?
$25.
Now how the frig can you beat that versus $13,000 to go see Axl Rose front row?
Not even worth it. So, the first track is the title track of the album. It's called Good Times. This was a song written, this is the one from 1967, written by Mickey Dolenz' friend Harry Nilsson. They found the actual tape, the vocals, they re-recorded new music for it and turned it into a duet, which is pretty cool. So here's the title track, Good Times, of the Monkees' new album, which I want to start by saying also, it is back, their album is in the top 20, and we don't have the sales yet. Okay, it's been number one on Amazon for week after week.
Nice.
Right now, but they might get into, their album might go top 8.
Wow.
Into the top 10. Don't know yet.
So this stuff, like they say on the Visa commercial, this is priceless stuff you're bringing back.
This is priceless stuff that we're sharing here. So here's Good Times. Jersey Mike.
That reminds me of a song. I love this music because it's from the 60s, but you know what that reminds me of?
What?
Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves with Sharon Bono. That's what it's cutting me with. It's got that 60s authenticity to it. That's what it is.
Because that's from a 1967 vocal that Harry Nilsson did, and Mickey just put these new vocals onto it.
Isn't that unbelievable, man?
Isn't it incredible?
Just the way they can take people's thing and just intertangle and twist and just twist.
And they're getting better at it all the time. Wow. All the time.
How old are these gentlemen now?
Mickey is 71. And Peter Tork is 74, and I think Mike Nesmith is 70.
Wow. Do you remember the Monkees, the show? Hey, hey, we're the Monkees.
That's what we're here for,
That's what I'm saying. It's like, that was 50 years ago,
50
man.
Years ago. Wow. And they're back in the top 40 again.
It's amazing.
So, it comes to our second song of the album. It's called You Bring Me Summer. This is a band that's popular in England called XTC. It's a guy named Andy Partridge. He's one of the...
That is Ecstasy.
Huh?
ETC? Ecstasy?
I think I see what you mean. I've never really heard their music here in America, but they're very popular in England. And they went to all these indie label guys, writers, producers, who were Monkey fans, and asked them, hey, you want to write a new song for the Monkees album? They jumped at the chance.
Of course, because that was the age of love, hippieism, love, rock and roll, Woodstock, all the good stuff back then.
So before we...
Free love. Welcome to...
Go ahead.
I'm just saying, welcome to the Monkees' new album,
the
2016.
New album.
That's kind of amazing.
So the second song on the album is their second single they released to the internet called You Bring Me Summer, and it was written by Andy Partridge, the chief writer of XTC, Eric Ecstasy. All right, just want to compare. I'm going to play a little sample of some XTC's music. This is a song they do because you can see where... The kind of music they write has that feel from the 60s to it. This is a song they did called Making Plans for Nigel. I'll play just a little bit of it. Okay, so I wanted to play that little clip there so you can see what their music's like and how it kind of gears towards the Monkees and that question. So here's the next second track on the album called from the Monkees that he wrote called You Bring Me Summer.
Basket and blanket out me, even the weatherman's
monkeys, you bring summer. What do you think, Jersey Mike?
I think that's pretty cool because it is coming into summer and we need that good beach blanket.
It is.
Easiness. Just take a beach blanket, take your girl, go to the beach, and relax.
Relaxed. It's a summer song. And we're saying, why don't they play that on the radio?
Yeah, because we're nerdlings. See,
we're nerdlings.
Like
we
stuff.
Know.
Yeah, but now this younger generation, the millennials, I don't know if they would like that. Maybe they don't. Why don't you let us know from the generations, from the millennium to the going to the stars, to the older generation, to the...
Here's my thought. You said, what radio station would you play it on? Take the Pat Benatar crap off. Get rid of this. I've heard Bohemian Rhapsody a bazillion times. I actually turn the radio off now when Queen comes on. I'm tired of that song.
See, the problem here is everybody is so honestly into this, what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Because nobody, it's like, listen, the people hit middle age, our parents, their parents, everything works out. The problem is technology is giving you stuff, so many hits in the brain to be like, what can I do now? What can I access? But nobody wants to work. Like you said, mix it up. Pat Benatar, Bohemian Rhapsody, throw the monkeys in. Throw more monkeys.
Why say take Pat Benatar, take Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody off? I'm tired of that. I'm tired of hearing that stuff again and again and again. I'm tired of hearing
Love is a battlefield, though.
I'm tired of it. All right, let's get... You ready for the next happy song?
Yes.
All right. This was... you're going to know this group. This third song was written by a guy named... guy named Rivers Cuomo. He's the chief songwriter for Weezer.
Oh, wow. This song, The Happy Days, when they had him on.
You're thinking straight to the song Buddy Holly.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I want to play a little bit of a Weezer song just for those who don't know who they are, the younger nerdlings.
Wow.
This is a song they did called Beverly Hills. And you can see again where the attachment will go into them recording for the Monkees or writing for the... Or Rivers Cuomo writing for the Monkees.
From isn't all that great. My automobile is a piece of crap. My fashion sense is a little whack, and my friends are just as creepy as me. I didn't go to boarding schools. Preppy girls never looked at me. Why should they? I ain't nobody, got nothing in my pocket. Beverly Hills.
Okay, so there's a sample of Weezer doing Beverly Hills, how that fits hand to glove.
You know, I really didn't even know Weezer sang that, but it fits into, like, Buddy Holly and all that
good stuff.
It does. And he deserves the right for a great group of Monkees.
That's why they went to these indie recorders who kind of have a cult following. I mean, they say the hell of the top 40. I praise them for that, you know. I would rather start hearing some of their songs on the radio these days. But so, let's get... Here's the song She Makes Me Laugh by the Monkees that Rivers Cuomo of Weezer wrote.
I'm so glad that I got her to think of. She's fine as any Valentine. I think about her all the time. Cross my heart and hope to die. She sends me silly messages and pictures. Directing traffic in the mall or buzzing with some brand new shoes. She never fails to surprise. She makes me laugh. She makes me smile. And I'm going to hang out with her all day night. She makes me laugh. She
like the way you said, where have I heard this before? I said, because we did a podcast with this when it first came out.
I just coined the Monkees phrase for our podcast, the Magic Monkey Mania of their new album. That's what we're doing.
That's a good
title. The three M's, Magic Monkey Mania, here on the Shiny Squirrel Podcast.
The Nerdlings. I like that. That's a good way to put it. So,
you ready? If you think about it, it is mania because these guys have been around 50 years.
It does come down to mania. They did, yeah, Monkey Mania, because you had Beatle Mania, yes. Monkey Mania.
Yeah.
And actually, some reporters did refer to it that way back in the day. Way back in the day.
Yeah. Way back in the day.
So, comes to our fourth song. It's called Our Own World. And it was written by, a band called Fountains of Wayne.
I heard of Fountain of Youth, but never Fountains of Wayne. Maybe they named it after you.
I doubt that. But they had this song called Stacy's Mom.
Yes.
They did, okay. Stacy's Mom, okay?
Oh, I love that song. But you know what? Maybe you furnished, did some of their in your day job, in your paying job. Maybe you did their furniture, and they were shocked, and they said, Wayne, you did such a goddamn good job. We're going to call ourselves Fountains of Wayne.
But aren't they British?
Doesn't matter. Your reputation is worldwide for the way you repair your furniture. It's incredible.
I don't know about that. So I want to play a small sample here. Everybody knows Stacy's Mom, but I want to play a different song that they did called Someone to Love. And that way you can see again how it fits in to the whole monkeys thing, okay?
Shapiro got his law degree. He moved to Brooklyn from Schenectady, 93. Got some clients in the food industry. He says it's not the money, it's the recipes. He calls his mom, says he's doing fine. She's got somebody on the other line. Puts Coldplay on, pours a glass of wine. Curls up with a book about organized crime. When it's late, and it's hot, and the date with the late shows all that you've got, don't give out.
Okay, a little sample there of Adam Schlesinger, who's actually the producer of the album, in his contribution to the album, the song he wrote called Our Own World, which is coming up right now.
What? Just like me.
All right, you made a very good point. Go ahead and make your point, Jersey Mike.
That reminds me so much of Daydream Believer. Their hit is unbelievable.
Yeah, I didn't realize how much, because this is about the fourth time I've listened to that. And it really does. That's probably one of the songs that Davey would have sang if he was still here with us.
Yeah, it makes you wonder, did they do some kind of like memorial to him, you know?
Well, on the album, there is one song that will probably be coming up in part two of, what are we going to call this podcast? The Magic Monkeys Mania? Monkey Magic Mania. Review of Good Times, Part 1.
Or Monkey Magic Mania. Mania Magic Monkeys. Or Three Monkeys in the Hat. Hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil. Doesn't matter. These are the monkeys.
That would be a great title for a bootleg album. Three Monkeys in the Hat.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, this is just good shit. Just fucking listen. It's podcast. I can say that.
Yeah, you can say that. So, coming up next week, Part 2, we'll have the next four songs on the album. You haven't listened to it, you want to sneak it, go listen to it on Amazon. You can keep them in. They're getting back in the top 40. They're back.
But let us know. We need hello shout outs. Where can they hear us?
WCW_comedy is one Instagram account, and the other one is Shiny Squirrel Podcast. All run together, all the words.
And don't forget to hear Grandma Petunia, because that girl just blows you away.
And this is the time to make our other announcement, because we started a long time ago. We were going to try to upload it to Russian YouTube. I've given up on that. So what we
kind of like the Russian cosmonaut. When it hit there, they had too much vodka, and it just was done. Explosion.
Well, we're going to be playing Monkey Rarities, but we're not going to be uploading it to this podcast network. We're going to be uploading it to Dropbox, sharing the link on the Instagram accounts. Anybody who wants to go listen to these two Russian guys, Chernobyl Mike and WC Capitalism, talk about and play some Monkey Rarities, they will be making that available ASAP, pronto, soon.
Wow, I love that. I can't wait to hear these guys. This is going to be interesting. WC Chronicles.
No, WC Capitalism.
No, but it's Chronicles.
Oh, who I am.
Yeah, to listen on these accounts.
Yes.
But I don't know this Capitalism, this Chernobyl people. You have to listen.
You
got to
listen to these two vets.